graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's cold when we get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Side of Fudge.
I want to be dead with my friends.
Where the iron sharpens the iron. Where the iron sharpens the iron. Where the iron sharpens the iron. Sharpens the iron.
I want to be dead with my friends. I want to be dead with my friends. On the road, unforgettable end. I want to be dead with my friends.
Let Barney. Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 172 of Suplex City Limits for July 28th, 2018. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and his shirt is dry clean only, which means it's dirty. My co-host.
The dirty shirt, Ty Loney.
You're like, what am I going to do with that?
All I can think that rhymed with it was Ty Loney. So I said Ty Loney, and now I've made everybody think that my name is Ty Loney. It's not. It's Tyler Fudge.
It is. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. Follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees, where you can donate on Patreon, become a producer of the show, get yourself a shout out. Like our boys, Caleb Morganfield, The Miz Cast, Casey, Infamous Chris Savage, B Rad Brad, Kickass Keith Martin, The Maniac Michael Thomas, The Raceroni Jabroni Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, and our boys at Wrestling Soup Podcast. Much love to them. This week on the podcast of the Immortals, the pod smokingest wrestling pod on the internet. We'll be talking some Slammiversary. We got the news of the week.
Ooh, sorry. That came
got
on
some
fast.
Sneezes on. Jared's hot takes. We've got all kinds of shit. So stick around, hang with us, and dive in. Spark that weed up if you got it, baby. All right. Started off this week with the Suplex City Limits top three.
Suplex City Limits
top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Why don't you take us through it, man?
Let's see, our top three match. Actually, for a week that the G1 was going on, lots of other things stood out. Especially, in my opinion, my favorite match of the week, probably wrong order. We just talked about this, and I'm stoned. Let's go with Aleister Black and Tommaso Ciampa. I would say that match was fantastic. And who expects a title change on a NXT television show?
Anybody who listened to our show last week, listen to you spoil it.
But see, that's it. I barely even spoiled it for myself. It was still good to me.
Yeah, I didn't even care.
No,
yeah,
it was fantastic. Because if Ciampa and Gargano were to ever meet again, it needs to be for something else, for the title.
Well, it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, three-way.
Three.
Ref bumps onto the concrete. That was pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, was it Drake Younger?
Yeah, that super tan motherfucker.
Yeah,
right?
See, he was a CZW death wrestler. He'll do anything.
Oh, yeah. He knows. He's like, oh, you're good. Just bump the concrete. Go to.
He's like, I got it.
Yeah.
Seems like a character.
And for a fucked finish, I enjoyed how they did it. Booked
oh,
great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at Ciampa. How do you ever expect him to, you know, like, he's not going to win clean. He's a shit-eating heel. He's a heel to the purest form.
I just love that Gargano is like turning into what he hates and hits Aleister with a belt and causes the guy he hates the most to get the championship. It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is. The story they're telling is beautiful for a WWE story.
while we're here, I mean, let's talk. I mean, there's nothing else on NXT this week, really.
No.
Adam Cole defeated Sean Maluta.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Sean Uso Maluta. Brother no one talks about, who is locked in the basement and fed moldy pancakes and other flat foods under the door.
You could tell he was malnourished because he's so much smaller than the rest of those un-OIE family guys.
Yeah. And, you know, they kind of set up a bunch of shit. I don't know how the War Raiders were involved in this. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to try to add them. I doubt it. All their shit's in the can, so.
What a convoluted mess this was. No, well, it wasn't really a mess, but there was just so much. It's like, oh, this person's coming out. Now this person's coming out. Oh, cool.
I hate that. Yeah. Overall, a good NXT. But what else we got on the top three?
Then we also have Tomohiro Ishii and Hiroyuki Goto, who had a fantastic outing in the G1. What do you want me to say? It was a good match. They work strong style. They fought at Wrestle Kingdom a handful of times. We've all seen the match.
Yeah.
It's stiff as shit.
Fucking, yeah. You know, taking years off each other's lives.
Yeah, killing the neck. Mm-hmm. Luckily, Ishii doesn't have a neck, so...
Yeah, what neck?
He's all fuck. Chest and forehead.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And then our final match of the top three is Pentagon Jr. and Sami Callihan, which, you know what? Maybe one of the best hardcore matches I've seen in a long time. A very long time. Dude, I thought it was fantastic.
Good. Yeah. Can't disagree with you there. I really enjoyed that match.
The only gripe I have with that match is Sami Callihan no-sold the broken arm after he broke his arm.
Mm. Yeah, and do with this, I mean, we'll just kind of talk about the whole pay-per-view here. It's like Moose and Aries after that. I don't care. I don't subscribe to the championship should always headline. I just, I thought like those guys were working uphill coming out after that. And they did a good job. But
yeah, Aries did a good job. This is,
oh, yeah.
It was mainly Aries in that match. But for you know, it being against a guy like Moose, it was a very good outing.
Yeah. Let's talk about Slammiversary. I thought the crowd was great. I really enjoyed their hard cam angle. It was like up in the air more.
I really enjoyed the venue. The ceiling was really nice. You know what I mean?
Like, the whole place, yeah.
Yeah, the whole place is a very nice looking place. It was well done.
They had that opened with a four-way. Williams replaced Rich Swann in that.
Yes.
And that was a great high energy opener. I think Phoenix is just ridiculous. Shit he fucking pulls off in this match.
And he does it so effortlessly, he's not even trying.
Yeah. What else with Tessa Blanchard defeated Allie?
That match is nothing. Allie is not a fun wrestler to watch. Because let's face it, okay? I watched Slammiversary, but how much of Impact have I watched, Jim?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. I used to watch it a couple of years ago when I was reviewing it, but now the Slammiversary coming into Allie's gotten no better in the 2 years I've been gone away.
Yeah. Eddie Edwards defeats Tommy Dreamer. I really enjoyed this match too, actually. I saw some people kind of shit on it, but I thought for what it is, for having, you know, fat old Tommy and shit, it was all right. You know? Fat a lot of walking and talking, brother. You know?
I mean, like the match for a hardcore match, it was fine. It was. I look at Eddie Edwards and I see white meat baby face, though. I don't see intimidation being the fat slob that I am. It's like Eddie Edwards, if I meet up with him, he'll probably hold the door for me. He seems like a nice guy. He's not going to punch me in the face in the lineup in Tim Hortons. I've had old men angrier than that at me. Like, come on. Like, I just don't see. It's not there. And Tommy Dreamer just looks like my uncle. Uncle Clee, what's up?
Some of the things I enjoyed from this match, the you sick fuck chance when the staple gun came out. That was pretty good. Tommy also used some Mark's ECW belt from the front row. I really enjoyed that.
I like the way
he takes this Mark's belt and uses it. Great. Super Death Valley driver off the top through two chairs. Dude, Edwards will take anything, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like you could send him a this. Hey, how about this? Sure.
How about we suspend you in a porta potty and then we're just going to let it drop to the ground? Okay, man. Yeah. Cool.
I didn't like the lighter fluid shit. Don't tease that if you're not going
to
do it.
Especially towards so close to the end of the match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because OVE, or no, the OG LAX teased the Drano. Right?
Yeah.
But that was right at the beginning. So that by the time 5 minutes went by, they were doing so much more crazy shit, you forgot about it.
Yes. Yes. And then, too, like, after this, people have to wrestle in, like, spots of lighter fluid. Like, great. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, great.
I
would,
yeah,
one would hope that they would just have a bottle of water. It's not lighter fluid no more, you know, if they're not going to use it.
Well, you're right. Yeah, if you're not going to use it, you would fucking hope so. The way it pooled up on there, maybe it was just water.
Yeah, poor old Matt Sydal had to go out after and just getting his chi all fucked up full of lighter fluid.
Edwards' finisher is a shining wizard? Really?
Yeah, it's been a shining wizard for a long time. He calls it something else, though. He calls it something stupid, though, like the Boston Knee Party or something, man. Just the gayest fucking... No, I'm dead serious. I'm going to Google it right now. Eddie Edwards' finisher. It's the Boston Knee Party, I bet you.
Oh. I don't know. That's kind of shitty. But it's just anticlimactic. It's like your shining wizard is your finish. I don't know, dude. And it seemed like it just ended, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh, knee. Oh, that's, oh, it's over. Okay. Maybe if you know that's his finisher, I didn't. So I was kind of.
It's anticlimactic this day and age. You know, like Muda used that as a finisher along with a moonsault 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And it had a moonsault, too.
Yeah.
The wizard set up the moonsault.
God, yeah, it's the Boston Knee Party. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess it could be worse, but
it could be worse.
And in the end, they hug and Dreamer gives him the stick, kind of like trying to, they're like passing the torch. I'm like, of all the people in the world, and they're trying to christen. I mean, like,
his annoying wife comes out, and I just want to fucking ball my ears off. It's like, man, leave me to fuck alone. She looks like a elongated dwarf. There's nothing I find attractive about her. It's like a Bratz doll come to life.
Yeah.
And she's annoying. Like, am I supposed to feel sympathy for her because her husband's gone crazy?
Yeah.
I don't, because she's probably a part of the reason.
From there, we had Cage and Sydal, which I think was, well, other than the women's matches, obviously, some of the low points of the show.
Yeah, you're talking about Cage and Sydal. Yeah, no, I agree.
I just didn't understand it.
No, like Cage was the small guy, Sydal was the big guy. What?
Yeah, dude. What? I mean, it's kind of interesting. Like, well, what if we, you know?
Yeah, but by no means do I think that Matt Sydal can fucking power bomb Brian Cage. No, that's not happening. Brian Cage is brick shithouse.
Yeah, he was too close. Cage is too close at the end and made that shooting star. Gave Sydal like no room, but
yeah,
I did like how, I mean, they worked in, right? He fucked it up and kind of got the boot and it went to the finish, but Cage is the new X Division champion. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm fine with Cage being X Division champion because, you know, it was the X Division, the gimmick to it. You got to at least adhere to the gimmick sometimes if your gimmick is no limits, no weight limits. So
yeah.
But
Su Yung retained, defeating Madison Rayne.
Oh, garbage match. God damn, this was bad. I hated this.
Yeah. Su comes out in a coffin carried by dead broads, which is the highlight of the match.
Yes. Honestly. Easily.
And throws Rayne in the casket, hauls her out. Bury that fucking bitch somewhere. Jesus, she is awful.
Talk about, like, she's another Bratz doll.
For like how much people talk about the Impact's women's division was great at this point, that this is so much trash on that show.
Yeah, there is.
Allie sucks. Madison Rayne sucks.
Rebel sucks.
Rebel. I saw her on the weekly show.
I did too. Oh man. Yeah. She still got a fine shitter on her though.
She's got a great shitter. She does have a great ass.
She does.
As does
Scarlet Bordeaux.
Well, Tessa Blanchard took her on in the weekly show, and she's got a great ass on her, too.
She does, doesn't she? She's gotten thicker, I feel.
Yeah,
and I appreciate it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, she's hot, even though her face looks like fucking Rocky Dennis from Mask. Yeah.
frying pan, just right in the face. Conk.
And then the LAX video. All that shit with Conan is fucking great, man.
Yeah, it was.
I know his name is like Charles and he's from fucking Cuba, but goddamn, he's always convinced me of just being like just shoot you in the face, drug dealing Mexican.
Just a real motherfucking G, Q-D-E-Z-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what he's
going out
like.
To the real motherfucking G's.
Yeah. Fucking love that song. Great tune.
Yeah. LAX OG's 5150 Street Fight. I thought this was awesome. I enjoyed it.
I found it started off a little slow because Hernandez didn't really look like he knew where he was most of the time.
God, he was shit. To me, he started off kind of quick, and it was like he gassed immediately, and then he just looked like fuck.
Yeah, took the shirt off because he couldn't breathe. He's wrestling in fucking full-on khakis like a fucking Nimrod is like living the gimmick. Like Jesus Christ, Supermax.
I like the Drano tees. I thought that was
pretty
cool.
I like that too. Because you can't go through with it because that means death. Right? And the goal is not to kill the guy.
LAX win, but OGs take the belts and tag them.
Yes. Yes, with, I think it said OG. I think that's what they tagged it with. I'm not 100% sure. But that match was crazy. They did a bunch of weird, crazy-ass shit. Like, did you see Santana's hand after?
No. Was it fucked?
Or Ortiz. Which one's the tall one?
Bro.
Is that Ortiz or Santana? Anyways, the tall one. When he did the frog splash onto for the finish onto the thumbtacks, you can see, man, he has a huge slice across his wrist.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Even Conan getting in on the action, taking a little bump ski on the fucking tag.
Weeks after hip surgery.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the fuck out of this match. This match here, the story going into it is great. Like Eddie Kingston putting out a hit on Conan and just the whole retaliation from there on after. Dude, it's so good. Especially with Hernandez and Homicide because they are the OG LAX with Conan, so...
Yeah, I mean, really, really fucking good. And two, for a show that had three crazy hardcore weapons matches, it didn't feel too much. Like, they worked because they all had great stories coming in. It was
all
good
different.
Shit. Yeah.
You know, like,
and then Pentagon Callahan, I don't know how much we talked about, but
we didn't really talk much about it, but like the
railroad spikes, dude.
Oh god damn. Like this, it's so I don't care. I know you're not actually driving that spike into his head. I could see what you're doing, but man, it's so fucking compelling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially like, cause like they take a railroad spike and hit it with another railroad spike. It doesn't really do much because the railroad spike is just going to vibrate in his hand, but the sound that it makes. Yeah. The baseball bat as well. But they didn't really do that very much. Like, you could tell they're a gimmick in that. But like the sound that the railroad spikes hit together, that big ting, it just sounded big and it worked so well.
Yeah, dude. And like Pentagon's got the two spikes. He gives him one and they just fucking duel with him, stabbing each other in the head. Like, yes.
I thought it was great. I'm not a huge fan of hardcore wrestling, but every once in a while I do like to see a well done blood fest.
Dude, if it has a story, if it has build, you know, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Sake of it sucks.
I found by the time the end of the match, Pentagon looked more like the great Sasuke with all the blood around his fucking mask made of red headband.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah.
But they had powder out there and shit. I like that blinded Pentagon broke the ref's arm.
Yeah. Yeah,
unfortunately,
like
it wasn't
too. The
fucking child ref. The child ref came out after that. Like, break his fucking arm. God damn it.
Then they got a lawsuit.
12-year-old ref. What the fuck? But yeah, really good shit. Dude, that package pile driver on the chairs.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And worked in, too. It's like, you know, on a dumb indie show, they'd probably do that and it wouldn't be the finish, but they wouldn't think enough to, like, well, the ref's down, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not going to do a fucking power, a package pile driver on chairs with a finish, at least have the ref down. That's good.
Yeah, you don't need the really ref good. Seeing it.
And yeah, they fucking shave his head in the ring. Just looked awesome. Or on the ramp, rather.
Yes.
Just looked awesome. Dude. He's got snot and shit fucking coming out of his face. He's screaming. And
he's selling it so well. You know what I mean? He's not being overbearing. You know, it's not so much that you just want him to fucking stop, just leave. I don't care. But like the way he's doing it is driving in. It's like, yeah, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Wall security holds the Christ down in the ring, which was cool too.
Who are selling their broken arms, which I liked.
Yeah. Well, security actually, you know, doing security things, not just being complete shitheads.
Yeah, and just doing what Stephanie McMahon asked them to do.
Well, and failing miserably at it, right? Yeah. WWE, if that was the real security, it's like the worst security ever.
Yeah, no, if it was WWE security, it'd all have fucking pointy beards and weird-ass Jeff Hardy shit and long mohawks and stuff.
WWE security is like the security of the World Trade Center on September 10th.
Jesus.
Fucking non-existent, my friend. And then Moose Aries, you know, I really proved to me how good Aries is. I don't like him.
No,
I don't want him to be the champ, but it's like, guy, he carried this kid, man. He really did.
He really did. He carried Moose to a good match. I dare say it was really good. But, you know, by no means can you say it was Moose. And I'm
sure like
some
everyone
people
was kind of saying wrong guy won in this one, but.
I don't feel. In my opinion, Aries is head over heels a better champion than Moose.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking like just change it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can change it up, but Jesus Christ, you can find something better than Moose.
They only got a few guys that I would say are champion level.
He's got a list
that they can use all the time.
The promos are going to cut. I hate you, sucker. Like, come on, man. He's got the biggest list. Just get talk about Bubble Gump or something. Like Jesus Christ, man! Like the lisp kills it for me. It really anybody like look at all the fun we've made of fucking what's his name? The Rolling
Jack Swagger,
Jack Swagger, and his Jack fucking Swagger. Stupid lisp.
Yeah, and Lars Sullivan as well.
Yeah, at least they don't have him talking.
It's not always bad. I like Cody with the lisp.
Yeah, but his father. His father had such a. Weird voice that you just expect one of them to.
Yeah, this show is good. If you haven't watched it yet, I suggest seeking it out, man. Some of these matches are, especially that Pentagon Callahan match, just amazing. Well
Pentagon
done.
Callahan, the LAX match, you know, and the four way is the three matches I would recommend for people. You know, they did spell Bone Soldier wrong, but whatever.
Did they really?
Yeah, yeah. I before E.
Somewhere Matthew's fucking nipples got hard.
Yeah, that's where I noticed it. Matthew sent it out before I watched Slammiversary, and I was like, great.
Yeah, there you go. Good show. Just to quickly go through, I watched Impact this week. There was, other than the old match that they show, you know, because they have to show the obligatory old match.
What was it this
Four
week?
Four matches only on the show.
What was the old match this week?
It was a Motor City Machine Guns match.
Oh, apropos.
Which is pretty cool. But this show, really Aries in-ring promo attacked by Eddie Edwards. So I guess we're doing Aries and Edwards?
Probably a good match, but again, Eddie Edwards was champ before. I'd never ever bought it.
No, I didn't. Him as a world champ is like...
You're scraping the barrel there, bud.
Yeah, Petey Williams defeated Ishimori. They shook hands afterward before being attacked by the Desi Hit Squad.
Who is that? Is that like
India Dot Not Feather dudes? And they're with Gamma Singh, who's an old Indian dude. I don't know. No real idea. Remember, I think a couple weeks ago I saw them. Like I talked about on here, they were training or something.
Fair enough, I guess. I didn't see that. I only seen one part, and it's there's obvious reasons why I wanted to watch it. So,
yeah. Rebel Sky is defeated by Tessa Blanchard. The Smoke Show, Scarlett Bordeaux. You watched? This is the part you watched.
This is the part I watched because
Scarlett Bordeaux. Bitch? Tell me something about her.
I don't. She's oh, you just don't one know. Of those hot girls. She was in ROH for a little while. She's been in Stardom. By no
she
means,
doesn't look like she can wrestle at all.
Eh, she's not that good of a wrestler. She's not. I don't know why Stardom. The owner must have wanted to fuck her or something. Like, come on, like, there's no reason for her to go to Stardom. But
she's pretty hot. If oh, you dude. Like, if you like just I don't know, standard looking hot blonde chicks. It just doesn't do anything for me at this point. It's like
let me tell you why I liked it.
Seen them all the time.
Let me tell you why I liked it. Okay. This character she's doing is essentially making fun of Stephanie McMahon. She is a glorified stripper saying that she's the top role model and women can do anything.
Oh,
and they're just
yeah,
turning it
true.
Around and she's just being Sable when WWE is different from everything Impact is doing now or everything WWE is doing now. It's just it's a sleazy and could be looked at in a, as a downside, but it is a step away. You know what I mean? Yeah. The guys that watched it when wrestling was as big as it ever was, this was a big part of it.
I welcome that about Impact. Impact, it's okay to want to fuck those chicks.
Yeah.
It's okay to ogle them, you know? They're like, hey, we got dicks too, you know?
Yeah.
Not like WWE where no one has dicks.
No, they're all unisex. They're all Ken dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fucking plastic.
You sign your contract there, and they're like, oh, well, pal, we're going to have to
castrate you, and
yeah, we're going to eat it for lunch.
That's exactly. How I stay so young.
They had an amazing Pentagon vignette, just scary and fucking
yeah,
really
I did
cool.
see that because it was after the smoke show.
Yeah. Trevor Lee is defeated by Johnny Impact. Afterward, he calls out Congo Kong, who recently hurt him, I guess. When it really was like when he went on his fucking honeymoon and shit. And then after that, there's just tons of shit. They kind of are setting up like a Grado and Joe Hendry thing. Eli Drake comes in and gives him a picture as a gift. And it's like, it's Hendry and Grado's broad, whatever her name is.
Oh, Winter.
Yeah. So
Katie Lee Brutal.
I just don't see it. So if we're going really like my point of telling you all these things is I feel like they did not capitalize. Slamversary was awesome.
Yeah.
And this episode of Impact was not awesome, in my opinion.
No, I from what I read the review of it, or just like the of what happened, and nothing jumped out to me aside from Scarlett
Bordeaux. If you look at this, here's where we're going. Ishimori and Williams tagging against these two Indian dudes.
That's not gonna do nothing for me.
You know, Johnny Impact and Congo Kong.
I'm not watching that. I don't want
Joe Hendry and Grado.
I don't care about that. That's probably just like a World of Sport promotion.
And then they just had a ton of promos. Like, they just threw a ton of them out. There was a Kilometer and Falaba. They were looking for Falaba's mean streak, probably near the refrigerator in an empty bucket of chicken. Bah.
I fucking love Falaba, and I love KM too. Those two together, I think they're a match made in heaven. I hated the KM character before Kilometer. Fucking hell.
Killer Cross promo was cool. OG's vignette, the OVE vignette. So one of them is Chris Brothers is filming. They're in a bathroom and Callahan is pissing, and this long haired guy like kind of looks over at him, and Callahan loses his shit, pisses on this guy. He's pissing on him, screaming at him. And then the Chris hold him down, and Callahan starts fucking shaving his head, just screaming. The guy's screaming. It was pretty awesome, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God damn.
But while he's screaming at him, he's pissing on him. It's fucking great.
That's hardcore.
And your main event, Cage defeats Seidel to retain the X Division championship. So
now, did Cage work as the big guy in this match?
I didn't even fucking pay attention. I skipped through it. I just watched the fucking match. I'm done. I don't want to watch it again.
And the crowd that was there probably watched it live the night before.
No shit, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like a great Slammiversary show. A lot of people were trying to help him out. And, you know, I was like pushing it. I'm like, this is a great show. Check it out, man. You know, but I don't feel like they capitalized with this episode of Impact.
No, I agree. Now, one thing you can look at too, you don't have to look at it like this because they should be able to account for this. Impact, there were 4 days to edit this episode, I guess. I don't know if they just didn't have that's on them if they don't have enough planned coming out of Slammiversary. But
well, there's that part of it. But the other part of it is I'm not interested in any of that shit. No. I thought the success of Slammiversary was everything was serious, and it didn't have dumb shit like Grado, and it didn't have Congo Kong and Kilometer and Falabad. It was serious, and every match kind of had a point. And I don't know. Now we're gonna
No, I get you. I get you.
And Edwards Aries for the mains? Like, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, like there's got to be more. You know, well, like, look, Johnny Impact. I don't know what to call him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
he could be in that front running of the title. Pentagon. Sammy, all of these guys can
do it. Well, they did some of those already. Pentagon was champ. Impact was champ. Or at least in the title picture with Drake and all these other guys.
Fair enough.
I don't know, but that's that. That's Impact, so might as well move on to the news.
This week in the news, it's great to be a female and much, much more. But female, female, female. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious. And this is news to broads. WWE announced Evolution. tell your daughters, if you have daughters, wake them up right now and tell them that
the world is
they can be something. Yeah, they might not have to be hookers or sex slaves when they grow up because Stephanie McMahon has created Evolution.
That and then they used all the promo was horrible.
Did you see that?
What?
You said all in? The women's division is all in caps.
Dirty sons of bitches.
Cock suckers. And then fucking Road Dogg on there. He's like defending it and shit. That guy is a cunt.
He is. Well, he's one of those guys with his like his hand halfway up Vince's ass, just massaging his corn.
Yeah. He's also a guy who lived his whole life as a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
much.
Now he's got to atone to it and just be ultra fucking. Yeah.
I fucking hate that's like the ultimate out, you know. Shawn Michaels, same thing. Right? Yeah, like
found God. Well, I'm still a piece of shit, but I found God. Yeah. Couldn't fix my cross eyes, but I'm working on it.
I mean, that happened. Evolution. I don't give a fuck about it really. And just it'd be one thing like, hey, we're gonna do this, and you know, announce it and promote it. But like the way they shoehorned it in, that AJ Styles thing is just like,
oh, it's cool.
You go fuck yourself.
Oh, I thought about my daughter when I found out, and it's like, oh, she can do anything. It's like, bitch, why are you not telling your daughter she could do anything before? You son of a bitch, just because you're gay community.
The first dude, it's the first women's pay per view ever.
Yes, because the LPWA didn't do one in 1992, I don't think.
Yeah,
And TNA hasn't done one every year for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, never. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah, it's a pile of shit. So that's happening. What else we got? Tyler Breeze working NXT house shows. Fucking bring him back down there. Fuck it.
Fuck it. You know, Prince of Pretty, bring him back there. Actually,
but you're not going to do anything with him.
Before we leave the WWE Evolution talk, have you heard about the Jessamyn Duke and Roderick Strong's there come dumpster?
What?
They debuted this week in NXT on the live show. The other two four horsewomen?
Oh, yeah. The other two four horse face women.
Yeah. So I would imagine that WWE Evolution. They're going to take on the other four horsewomen, and that's why Bayley and Sasha got back together.
Oh my god,
that's guaranteed what's going to happen.
Four
guaranteed
horsewomen of wrestling versus the four horseface women. When Ronda Rousey's the hottest one of the bunch, you know.
You know you're in trouble.
Yeah, dude.
the jury's still out on Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, Shayna Baszler, that one who debuted. I saw a picture of her, and hard pass on that, dude.
I think that's Roddy's girlfriend.
Says she's a man, baby. Yeah. They're all fucking ugly, man. They all look like fucking men. I don't like this fucking MMA fetish in pro wrestling.
Apparently, that's probably why they're supposed to be really good, though.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to allegedly sign fucking Riddle. Well, that guy's crazy if he goes to WWE.
He is crazy, but he's getting old. You know what I mean? Like, he's like 34.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, he can go to WWE, and with all of his charisma, if they don't shoot him dead in the water, I think he can make some money. And I think that's all he needs to go there. Make some money, make your money, and get the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have nothing problem with it. I just question, like, NXT, I feel will fully have no problem utilizing him.
Oh, for sure.
But, man, if he ever goes to the main card with the old man there,
it'll never work. Because, I mean, look at what's happened. Nobody's gotten over coming from NXT since who? Like, Seth Rollins? Like, Jesus Christ, man. That's only because they had the Shield.
Owens for a while, I guess.
Owens, I suppose, yeah, but they let that go very fast. Like, there's been a couple of times where they've almost ruined Owens.
Yeah. Well, that's no lie there, I guess.
And it's like draws? The rumor that they're looking for CJ Parker. They were Juice Robinson. They want him now again.
Dude, I heard that. And he's got 0 points in the G1 right now.
Yeah, and he's the US champion.
And he had an interview, and he said that if he doesn't get any points, he's taking his belt and going back to Chicago. I mean, you feel like if anybody has fuck you in their fucking soul to them, it would be him, not?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Because
he didn't get really fired. He left.
Yeah, he quit. Because they weren't doing shit with him.
He knew he was better than that. Yeah. Like, the whole time he was down there, when Dream was doing his promo class, they always said the best one was CJ Parker. And watch Being the Elite. He's the fucking best part of it.
Mm. He definitely has great fucking promos. Yeah. So yeah, they should have been on that. Hopefully that's not the case. What else we got?
I don't know. You were saying something about draws.
Marina Shafir, right? Is that her name, or Shafir?
Who? I don't know. Who is that?
She's one of the four horsemen.
Oh, of MMA. that's the one that debuted. That's Roddy's lady. That one.
It's like a picture of her in the ring, you know, but she looks like a man.
I mean, she's not the softest, you know what I mean?
The softest. Japanese legend Miko Satomura.
Yes.
Is going to be in the Mae Young Classic. How old is this lady? Does anyone know?
Oh, I don't know. 40?
She began her career at 14. Wrestling in the old fucking Fabulous Moolah or something. She looks really old, is my point.
She's supposedly.
I guess she's
a
match against Io Shirai.
Oh, that's going to be your first round match?
No, but there's footage of her wrestling Io.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've never seen her wrestle, but I heard she was really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited for that.
According to Tokyo Sports, Satomura is considered Japan's final boss. Essentially, the wrestler all younger opponents have to defeat. She's known for her nasty kicks and Death Valley Bomb finish. We're going to get some Death Valley Bombs. I'm in, dude.
Yeah, me too. So what you're saying is, though, she's Kane?
Yeah.
She's right. Like the one person that everybody beats once?
Well, I think that she had the have to beat. But yeah, Alex Shelley retires from wrestling.
Yeah.
Again. I guess. I don't know. I think that the Machine Guns are a severely underrated tag team.
Oh, I agree. They were fantastic. The Machine Guns and, in my opinion, the Backstreet Boys or Backseat Boys were the pioneers in cruiserweight wrestling in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I guess he's coming back from injury, but he's going to go to school or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to focus on schooling.
I tried reading the tweets. They didn't really make sense to me. But anybody that does big, long, drawn-out, four-paragraph message tweets, I got no time for that shit.
They ruined Twitter with a 280-character bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, get your point across. But yeah, he's great. I love that tag team. Hopefully we get to see a reunion or something at some point.
Yeah, that would be pretty dope. It would be. I really like him.
How about Grandmaster Sex, arrested for DUI and running from cops?
Yes. He's speeding and swerving when cops tried to attempt him to pull over, and he didn't stop. He just kept on driving. It's like, I'm going to daddy's house. He's got a Batmobile.
Yeah, he reeked of booze and had an open can of beer in the center console, so they arrested him on the spot.
What a fucking dummy, man. Somebody really just needs to just throw him in a jail cell and just burn it to the ground, don't they? Because just, like, get him out of people's lives. He's obviously...
Arrest comes 1 month after he was busted for running from a hotel bill in Memphis.
Like, come on,
how is
man.
He such a fuck up, man?
Because he's just a piece of shit.
You had, like, every advantage, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you were the son of the king of Memphis after Elvis died, right? Like,
yeah.
Who was bigger than Jerry Lawler in Memphis aside from Elvis?
I don't know. But yeah, we mentioned that Matt Riddle dropped out of the PWG events as well.
Yeah, and then did you notice too that, you know how nobody's supposed to speak about how they signed with WWE?
Yeah.
Did you have CZW announce that fucking Matt Riddle signed for WWE?
Did they really?
Yeah, because he pulled out from one of their shows and CZW was like, yeah, no, Matt Riddle's going to the WWE, so he can't make it. It's like, you son of a bitch. Like, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh. What's that cat's name who runs CZW now?
Don't He's care.
Not, a lot of people don't like him.
Don't even care. I don't even know who he is. It's not Danzig anymore. Or Zandig. Whatever the fuck. Zangief. Fuck him. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. How about this? This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for wrestling fans. A Draws and D'Lo Brown dual photo opportunity has been announced.
Oh, where? It's got to be wheelchair accessible, that's for sure.
Jesus Christ. it takes place August 25th in Atlantic City. I don't know, you think you could get them, like... Draws, could we lay you down on the floor and then D-Lo, you like, and I just want to pose, like, can we, no?
I just put two and two together that holy fuck, D-Lo is who fucking paralyzed Draws and they're doing a photo op. What the fuck? That's
you can get
madness.
A shot with both of them at once.
Yeah, and you pay him enough money too, he can drop you because he'll slip on some water and drop you on your neck.
Very fucking weird. Well, we joke about that, you know. Draws a nice guy. That sucks. And
that's
actually like
sensitive.
D'Lo Brown guy.
You like that D'Lo Brown guy?
I like D'Lo Brown. Don't you?
I like him as a wrestler. I think when he was a shining light back in the day, man. Just nobody pushed him. He was a good wrestler, man. Good wrestler.
That was the wrong color bell.
Yeah, wrong shade of the color scale. Because, I mean, he was two tones away from white, right? Like, he's very light.
Yeah. What else we got? Anything else?
For news? I don't think so. Other than me make myself sound like a fucking ingrate. HBO announced that the Andre the Giant documentary was the most watched sports documentary in station's history. Mm-hmm. So safe to say they'll do another one.
I hope they do. Who do you want to see one of them?
Ric Flair. They can do a better one than ESPN, I think.
I feel like ESPN did a great job. Did it? They're not going to touch.
Yeah, maybe,
that.
Maybe Roddy Piper, actually.
Bruiser fucking Brody.
Oh yeah, but that High Spots documentary is so goddamn good.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I really didn't like it that much. I thought it was bloated. It had a lot of shit.
It was very bloated, but I mean, you knew everything about his life. You know, like aside from what socks he wore.
little known fact, he didn't wear socks.
No, and when he wore the socks, he wore ankle socks, and, Bruce Brody, he would, he's a very, very, in touch with his sexuality, see, and, I used to braid his beard hair, and, then he'd stretch me out, he taught me a couple stretches, and, he didn't teach me, he forced me into the stretches, because, well, I mean, he was a mean cocksucker, right, I teached him, I taught him, and I hope he's having fun with Owen, because they're out in the bar, and, I'm going to have a nap, so, I don't know what HBO is, but I'm sure it sounds sexy, so, toodaloo. Bye.
Fucking fantastic. So, I saw a lot of people on the Twitter upset that there was no, like, oh, the pay-per-view is fine, but I was hoping for women's tag belts.
Yes, let's just have all the titles everybody. Yeah. What is this, Oprah's fucking 12 Days of Christmas or whatever the fuck she is?
Yeah, yeah.
You get a car, you get a car, everybody gets a car. She's like, everybody gets a title. Fuck it. Y'all get a participation award.
God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Check out some of these there. I got just a couple. Not enough for a full-blown Mark tank, but a couple of good Mark ones for you.
Okay.
Ann Margaret Am says, WWE, make some tag belts and maybe a women's intercontinental championship belt.
Oh, my God.
You have all these women fighting over one belt for each brand. Come on.
There's like five women per goddamn brand, and you want three more titles. Like, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's say five is being a little too sparse, okay? There's eight. So you're telling me you want half of those eight women with titles. Where the fuck does the sense come from that you got four people challenging? Like, what makes any title mean anything when half of the women have titles to begin with?
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 crapshoot. It's fucking stupid.
The men's division are complete abortions, both of them.
Oh, it's garbage. You think you want to make a better women's division? Haha. Yeah. I'm not going to get stuck in that sexist trap, but guess what? It's going to suck. It's going to suck fucking bad because you're going to get teams of Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose against fucking Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan. And all I'm going to want to do is hang my head from the goddamn rafters and just be done with it. No, I do not want this shit. And I don't care what you say about me. Dan from Philly. What's up? Cunty poo.
It would make me want to find a sturdy weight set to hang myself from. Jason Roche says, it's time to get the women more belts to fight towards as well. Need tag team women titles, IC women title, cruiserweight women title, US women's title, etc. Make it happen, WWE.
Cruiserweight women's title. What, are we promoting anorexia or something here? Like, how can these bitches get any tinier?
Welcome back to 105 Live.
You get 14-year-old girls to wrestle is the only way you get a cruiserweight division.
The king would be into that, man.
Oh, you're fucking right, he would be. Sick fucking. His son would be, too, I'm sure.
He could be the commissioner. Jerry the King is commissioner of 105 Live, and he's just finger popping 14-year-old girls and shit.
Jesus Christ. Oh. Oh, man. That's something else. Yeah. I'm sure you can get a job for Grandmaster Sexay in there too, so.
Yeah, I mean, come on, right?
Federal and then another inspector, one. Grandmaster Sexay.
Yeah, right. I got one more. He could be the ref or something. It's related more towards the Lashley and Reigns situation. But
okay.
Amanda Leanne Stockton says, all you are mad, it's not Lashley and Reigns got it. And then in capitals, when he deserved it. For you all to hate a champion who never defends his title or shows up for work, you have no issues celebrating someone who just disappeared from WWE for 10 years.
Yes, he just disappeared, you ignorant twat. I hope you die in a face full of shit.
It's 131 reactions. I don't know of what degree. But.
Of dumbfoundedness.
Yeah.
And gobsmack. That's what it is.
Yeah. But yeah, Stephanie McMahon said they're not quite ready for that. So
no,
they probably are going to fucking
Of course. The only way they could salvage it is if they had a touring tag championship. You know what I mean? One set of tag titles, both brands.
Good fucking luck. They can't accomplish anything on their shows as it is. They have a 3-hour show and nothing happens. Nothing's accomplished. They just, I don't know what they do with the time they get. They just piss it away. I don't know where it goes.
I don't think we'll see the days anymore where they accomplish anything on TV.
Well, they don't have to.
It's all like Raw is like 45 minutes of video packages for fuck's sakes. And then when you watch SmackDown, you see everything that happened on Raw that was important anyways.
Do you like watching wrestling? Do you need more wrestling?
No.
WGN America is set to air a Saturday morning wrestling show in September. It's called Ring Warriors.
Yeah, cool. I seen you got a Celtic cross or whatever the fuck it is in your background. I'm out. See ya.
It is. Ring Warriors promotion has come and gone since the 90s. It's currently run by former NWA president Howard Brody.
Cool.
The shows will include a tournament to crown a new Ring Warriors Grand Championship. Television tapings are taking place in August. The shows will feature Austin Aries, Eli Drake, Jeff Cobb, Marty the Moth, Wes Briscoe, Alex Chamberlain, Chase Stevens, Cassidy Riley. Pretty good names there. But
Chase Stevens and Cassidy Riley.
I don't know who those guys
are. That's
not Coast to Coast or something, goddamn
it. No, it's not Coast to Coast. They were fucking, they were a tag team, I believe, in TNA when it first started. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong one. No, it's Andy Douglas and Chase Stevens. They were like they were with Shane Douglas too. I don't know. Chase Stevens, though, was a member of some weird fucking funky tag team in TNA.
It's like, how the fuck, man? How much wrestling does it need to be? You know?
Yeah. I mean, they wonder why Impact only gets like 260,000 people watching it. It's because how can everybody watch all the wrestling anyways? It's like you find your pocket and you live within that pocket now. It's just a shame that WWE has the biggest pocket.
I'm sure MLW is a good show. I watched one episode. Yeah. I didn't think it was bad, but I just can't, boys.
No, man.
Although I am going to watch their 2-hour event from New York. What is that called?
Battle Riot.
Battle Riot.
It's a Royal Rumble with weapons.
It's like a bunch of guys, right? Like 50 guys or something.
Yeah.
Sounds dope. Do you think fucking MSL is in it or what?
I hope not.
I bet he is. I know Conan's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh man, I know. I don't know many people that's in it.
What about Larry Zbysko? That'd be great.
Oh my Jesus Christ, man! He's not dead yet.
No. So yeah, that's happening as well. But that's pretty much all I've got.
Yeah, for the news. You can go through. There's some New Japan news that Takahashi's still in the hospital. So that's not a good sign at all.
Oh, 18 days or 90? Well, now it's like 20 days.
Yeah. So
fuck it is. Goddamn.
And Omega is working with a fractured heel.
Yeah, he can't even I guess he's not even walking around properly. He's
tiptoeing, apparently. It's like, man.
And then going out and having crazy matches every fucking night.
Every night. It's like, okay, man, if you really want to. You know, if you really want to do that to yourself, go for it, bud.
Yeah, no shit. Some things coming up next Wednesday, August 1st.
Oh, that's right.
8 p.m. Central. We are going to be in the corner with Yuck Nasty and Dogga Baby. Live. You can listen on Mixlr.
Live and in
color.
That's
going to be absurd shit.
It's going to be absurd.
Yeah, dude.
We're not going to have to talk about wrestling, which I'm stupidly excited about. You have no idea how much I not want to talk about wrestling on a podcast other than ours.
My third time in the corner. Your first time in the corner.
I'm a corner virgin, and I'm hoping to be deflowered. So
it's going to be crazy. So
Yuck Nasty, if you hear me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday, August 1st, 8 p.m. Central, live on Mixlr, get in the corner. It's going to be fucking off the wall. So check that shit out. Also, at tinyurl.com/KenTheBox, you can get a Ken the Box shirt with a Shooting the Shiznit and Suplex City Limits logos upon it. A reference to an obscure episode of Ringside of the Gym where I made BT watch fucking Ken the Box matches.
I see that it's had a lasting effect on him.
Yeah, well, I think we decided on there that we should do that. But yeah, he made me watch like a real nuts and bolts, how to work a Southern tag match, you know? And then I fucking made him watch Ken the Box battle, take on battle to beat it. But yeah, check that out, tinyurl.com/KenTheBox. Get those motherfuckers. They're available in yellow and green. I have no fucking idea why.
No, they're available in yellow and Irish green, Jim. Irish green. Yes.
It is gold and Irish green.
Yeah. So, I mean, buy them up. Hot colors. Hot colors. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're in.
And,
in
dude, only $12.99, man. So,
I mean, how can you go wrong?
Yeah. $12.99. So, check that shit out. Where do you want to go from here, man?
Man, you know, I don't know. We can go on an adventure or we can just, you know, go cut to our boy Jared and listen to some hot takes.
I'm down for it. Yeah.
Jared's Hot Takes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a more refined Jared's Hot Takes this week. As I sit with my glass of Glenfiddich 18 and I reflect on the week that was, the king of sports, professional wrestling. This is Jared's Hot Takes this week, brought to you by Beans on Toast, the most refined meal for the most refined people in all the world. Beans on Toast, you'll feel full.
Don't get stuck behind
Jared's refined take. Number one is this. There is positively nothing more frustrating to me as a wrestling fan than Roman Reigns being once again thrusted like a sword into the stone before King Arthur retrieved it. Thrusting it deep within the loins of my heart is the WWE sword that is Roman Reigns as he once again defeats all hope for a good main event at SummerSlam, as it will be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the love of the Queen, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. I ask you, please reconsider this atrocious plan to put the most boring, uncouthed individual into the main event of the second biggest show of the year. Third, if you're more of a Royal Rumble mark, as I am. Hot take. Excuse me. Refined take. Number two. This week again, brought to you by Beans on Toast. Say this to one, Mr. Gato. What you are doing with your G1 is magnificent. The G1 climax has me at the edge of my seat 5 days a week. WWE hasn't had me at the edge of my seat in more than a decade. It has been a long time since I felt this way about professional wrestling, as I do about the G1 climax taking place in the Empire of Japan. It has been an absolutely incredible display of athleticism for the men from the island of Japan. It has been everything you wanted to be. Okada continues to fall from grace. Omega continues to look every bit the great champion he is. Jay White, despite losing to Suzuki in an unbelievably brutal bout, continues to look like the future top heel he is. Well done. The booking has been impeccable. Everything from top to bottom has been fantastic. Everything the WWE has not. Now, people often say, can New Japan Pro Wrestling overtake WWE? The answer to that is no. They cannot. No one can, not when they're getting billion-dollar contracts. But to be an actual alternative, now that's something they are and can continue to be in America. And that's something the WWE badly needs. Badly needs. Ring of Honor's not there yet, but they're getting there with their Madison Square Garden show. Lucha Underground is stuck on some channel no one gets, but they're putting out quality content, as is Impact Wrestling. But the top dog, number two to the top dog, is New Japan Pro Wrestling. Hot take. Refined take, number three. Is this? If you are not of the mindset to be excited for SummerSlam, let me remind you that NXT is also that weekend. NXT TakeOver Live in Brooklyn is always a show. And the Triple Threat main event, spoiler alert, pause here, fast forward if you don't want a spoiler. This is how it's done, Tyler. Last week you screwed it up and just gave it away. Pause for that. Two, three. Okay. The main event, of course, for Brooklyn will be a triple threat. Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, and Aleister Black. Aleister Black is being thrust into one of the most vicious, violent, personal feuds in the history of NXT. Quite possibly the most personal feud of the last 15 years of professional wrestling. What will he add to the match? This is exciting things coming forward from NXT. There are things to be excited about beyond WWE's main event show. Move on. If you're tired of it, everyone always says we're too negative. To be positive for a moment, let me say wrestling has never been better. Never. There's never been more options for quality wrestling than there are now. Tune in to alternatives. Things like Fully Loaded Wrestling on YouTube. Things like MLW, Impact, Lucha Underground, New Japan, Ring of Honor, and on and on and on. It's all there. You just have to find it. You have to go out of your way to get out of the bubble. Thank you so much, Jim, Tyler. This has been Jared's Refined Takes.
I got scolded by David Attenborough. My life is fucking golden. It's made.
It's Jared's Hot Takes. You can follow our boy Jared on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. You can also hear Monday Pay-Per-View Take 2 podcast right here on the Suplex City Limits channel with me. Royal Rumble 2006 is coming. It is coming.
It's such a good show. I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah. Royal Rumble 2006?
Yeah.
Not that far into it yet. I watched like a six-way cruiserweight match to open the show. And it's like the most obscure cruiserweights ever. Do you remember Kid Cash being the champion?
Yes, yes I do.
I don't. So mind blown right there. Because I was not watching WWE in 2006. Not even by a long shot.
They originally had Kid Cash to try to remake the Pitbulls from ECW. That's originally what Kid Cash was going to do.
That's a great with Saturn.
Yeah, probably.
You know who would replace that? Oh my god. You would replace that Cronus guy really well. Kid Cash. Fuck. John Cronus, he's not.
He can read, sir. Kid Cash is like, yeah, I can fucking read, leave me alone.
So yeah, that's coming up very soon. I think we're recording it here in a couple of days, so which means I have to watch the last like 2 hours of it. Fuck.
At least an hour of it's a Royal Rumble, and they're fairly easy watches.
Yeah, yeah. But what he's saying is absolutely true. There's a lot of great shit, it's there, and people are not taking advantage of it. There's people who are just like, right, I'm going to quit watching wrestling and all this shit. It's like, dude. Do you have Netflix? Do you know that there's two seasons of awesome Lucha Underground on there? Like,
honestly, though, how many people do know that? Because I'm an avid wrestling fan. I watch everything wrestling has to offer. I never see Netflix on my front page ever. Lucha Underground, sorry.
Dude, I never have either.
So,
even though I've watched the Iron Sheik documentary and whatever other wrestling, anything wrestling on there, I've watched.
Yes, if it contains wrestling, I've watched it. Even back in the day when Netflix had like some of the WWE DVDs on there, I watched them.
Yeah, man, remember that? That was crazy.
It was a good time.
So, watch the shit, man. The only way anything's going to happen is if you stop watching.
Exactly.
And I actually have stopped DVRing it on my cable because I don't know if they can figure this out. I don't know if it figures in, but I don't want it to. So I've started watching it on the internet because fuck you. That's why.
I agree. That's how I do it too.
I don't know if they can. I don't know if there's any way to figure that out. Probably not. But I won't even DVR it. Fuck it. I'll watch it online.
I agree. And then to Jarrett's New Japan take, it's fantastic. They're telling some good stories. Some people, Tama Tonga, I talked last week how this was a big week for Tama Tonga and his match against Omega and I believe Naito. Well, I mean, his Omega match was not very good. His Naito match was no better. So the jury's out, in my opinion, of Tama Tonga. I think he's got one more high-profile match left in this next
he's
week
not
or
good.
So
he's not good.
He reminds me of, he was a It's hard to say. Like
a guy who should be on a tag team.
that's one thing for sure. He's like Carl Anderson, essentially.
And Rick Steiner.
More athletic and not as retarded, Rick Steiner.
Not quite as retarded.
Yeah, yeah. So I never watched. It's crazy how watching 1990s WCW has changed my view of Rick Steiner. To me, Rick Steiner was always the dog faced gremlin. Now he's that retard because he was a fucking retard. I mean,
yeah. When you're a kid, you're a little more accepting, and you didn't really realize that you thought he was just a simpleton. Like you watch it back, you're like, oh, he's straight up. He's a shoot retard.
You never go full retard.
You're supposed to use the R word anymore. If you're mad about us using the R word, please shut up, you faggot. Just weeding them out. Just weed them out. How many people tuned out right there? I don't know.
I mean, who cares?
Anyway. Yeah, I don't really.
We don't take analytics that deeply. So
it's funny that you say that. Like, I say that, and I feel like I'm conditioned that I have to explain. See, that's a joke, because I actually do have gay friends and lesbian friends who I enjoy very much. I hate our society. Did you see that Tama has worked himself into an angle with Reigns on Twitter, though?
Calling him a snitch of some sorts. I don't understand. I'm not all up in this nomenclature, so I'm a little confused into what they're persuading and insinuating the other two have done.
I have no idea.
All I know is these handsome, long-haired Tongans, greasy Samoans, Tongan. Are they all the same? I don't fucking know. Are just doing stuff that I don't really care about.
Are Tongans Samoans? Are Samoans Tongans? I have no idea.
Find out next week when someone corrects us.
Yeah. No, I think Tonga is an island.
Yes, I believe so, too.
Of its own right.
And the Isle of Samoa.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's just like America and England. You know what I mean?
I'm going to put a stop to you in any geography. Like, I'm just going to. We've learned you in geography, man.
This is not geography. I'm not doing it for geography purposes. I'm doing it for comparison purposes. I'm saying I'm sure that Tonga and Samoa are in line with how America and England is. And I could be 100% wrong. Don't quote me on this. This is just my stoned brain and what I get from it.
We've gone down the fucking rabbit hole here, boys. Buckle up. We're only like halfway through. Okay. WWE. I kind of started as a joke, but it turned into a shoot that I didn't watch SmackDown this week. You can tell me about it. I've heard some things.
I've seen things.
Raw, do you have anything to talk about here? Oh, they open with the Stephanie McMahon stuff, right?
Oh, yes, with Triple H tearing up. And Nikki Cross, front and center, sticking out like a sore thumb.
I love it, dude. Nikki Cross was trending on Twitter, and they took awesome advantage of that by nothing. If you were paying attention, even if it wasn't on the show, I'd be like, scrap something, throw her out there.
Right? You know what I mean? That's the thing to do.
It's trending on Twitter. People are talking about it. Everyone, there's a whole sea of fucking people, and the one person they're talking about is her.
Yeah, and it's not like you're not monitoring this, because you'll tell us when everything else trends on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're absolutely monitoring it. Yeah. Whatever. Fucking penises.
We get more of this goddamn B team and Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. I don't give a fuck. That was 10 minutes of my life I'll never get back. And guess what? I'm never watching a B team match or a Matt Hardy match or a Bray Wyatt match ever again. Done.
You just skip past. You're done with the Steph stuff too. You know what I mean?
I'm almost done with all WWE. SmackDown. I can watch SmackDown every week. I don't give a fuck. Raw. I would rather cut my own nuts off than watch all 3 hours of Raw.
I mean, we know that they're not gonna treat kayfabe as reality. That's fine. I accept that. But could you at least do that when you're standing in the ring on the show? Could you at least hold up kayfabe in there? Nope. I guess not.
Yeah.
Because Triple H is talking about how oh, you trust your, you have to have a trust in your opponent. Your life is in their hands and all this shit. I'm like, dude, you're in the ring on the fucking show. Honestly, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like expecting you to uphold kayfabe on the fucking show, you know?
Well, like Triple H is the asshole. You know what I mean? Especially like I know you're speaking in the lines of pretending wrestling's fake on a show, right? Like they're basically exposing the whole business side
of
it.
It's fine if you're on like a different TV show. I have no problem with that. If you're on the Tonight Show, talk about it. If you're on Twitter, network, even
talk about it.
Yeah, fine. How about not on the fucking show itself?
Yeah, on YouTube, talk about it. On CBS Morning America, or whatever the fuck you guys call that stupid ass show where bitches just sit around, drink coffee, and talk.
There's a million of them.
There's so many of them. I don't understand how anybody can put themselves through that. It just boggles my mind. Same thing with WWE. I put myself through it every week. I just want to fucking...
Evolution. All women belts are up and the Mae Young final. I'll probably watch parts of it at the least.
I'll watch parts of it.
Sounds like that'll be probably worthwile.
Yeah, there'll be but the if all the women's UK belts stuff. Are up...
Yeah, both of our blonde... shitty wrestling fucking champions will wrestle. Yay.
Hopefully women's empowerment. I think that'll change. I would imagine
get the belts off both of them if you want to have any fucking credibility.
Exactly. Becky takes it off Carmella. You know, like you can have her in the match. Actually, she's going to be in that four horsewomen match, isn't she? Yeah.
She has a title match at SummerSlam.
Yes, but I'm sure they're going to do that four horsewomen match. And that clues Becky up right there. That clues Becky, Charlotte, Bailey, and Sasha. So then it almost leaves you with Carmella and Alexa Bliss being the champion. You know Alexa Bliss is still going to be champion going into that. They love her.
Dude, I don't get it. I mean, I kind of get it. She's hot and she talks well. I mean, but that's about the beginning and end of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is the beginning and the absolute end.
Oh, yeah, the beginning of the show, too. The old man is in the ring. He doesn't like being on TV anymore because he looks like fuck. He looks like Burgess Meredith at the end or something.
He does look old, but for an old man, he still looks good. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't look like he's on death's door.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Finn and Gable backstage, you know, just organically talking about them, the Evolution show.
Oh yes, organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is very organic. Yeah, the bugs were flying around, not because it was shit, because it was organic.
Yeah. And some dude is moving their shit to Pat Patterson's playhouse, which is now Finn Balor's locker room.
Finn Balor's own personal Legoland.
I'm sure Pat requested him. He's like, yeah, get that down, that kid. Send him over to my playhouse.
In a little bit more of a persuasive tone, though. And French accent and different words like replace playhouse with on my dick. And
well, he lures the boys with fucking the playhouse
and candy.
And once they're inside the playhouse, yeah, he does it his way. That's his karaoke jam. That's his karaoke jam. So that was like that one was for the fucking deep level fucking smarks right there.
Because it actually was karaoke jam, right? You know what song
Pat
right?
Patterson likes to sing at karaoke?
That's fucking bad.
Why do I know that? In case
probably
the board Legend game
Harris, probably.
Yeah, Pedophiles of Wrestling, the board game. Oh man, you landed on Pat's square. You lose two spaces. It's your anal
in your ass.
Your booty hole is all fucking loose now. Yeah. Boobs fall right off.
And then you need to go and land on the booty hose to replace your booty holes.
I like it.
We made ourselves a good board game, Jim. We need to corner this market and get the rights to Pat Patterson's face.
And I think somebody sent me something about some wrestling card game or something. I was like, that sounds fucking not fun. Wrestling games were never fun. Like, there's never been a good wrestling game. Like, board games.
Yeah, I had a wrestling card game. It was a DVD board game or whatever. It was garbage.
Yeah. Where you want? What happens next?
Yeah, exactly. It was garbage.
Disappointment in this fucking game. That's what happens next.
Me putting this game back in the box. That's what happens next.
We're avoiding the subject. We're talking about. I love that. We'll get to Ron. We'll just like go off and talk about other shit. Bailey and Sasha defeat jobbers.
Yeah,
and they're best friends again, dude.
Jim. These ladies, they have names, Jim. Samantha Simon and Karen Lundy. But anyways, other than that, fuck them.
Yeah, I have no idea who they are. That sucks. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to go spot for spot. I mean, fuck dude, no. Mahal. I guess he's like going against Braun next. Is that the next thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think Mahal, they know.
With Seidel's in gimmick. Is that
so? Yeah, it is kind of Matt Seidel's gimmick, just not so good.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Because he's never done ayahuasca, that's why. All he's doing is smoking his hookah. They can't do much. That's just tobacco.
Open your mind, Jinder. And Natalya defeated by Mickey. For shit.
Yep.
AOP doing what AOP does best.
Talking in the ring.
Promos. Yeah. That was awful.
That was. It's absolutely god awful. And people wonder why people don't want to watch this show. It's like, to me, I just don't understand how somebody can argue the point that you don't want to watch this garbage. You know what I mean? I just don't get it. Like, how can you sit there like knowingly and say, yo, no, this is really good and really interesting? Like, how could you do that?
Yeah, I love how Cruz is like jerking off Titus here too. He's like, oh, in my career, you know, like your career really took off when you aligned yourself with Titus O'Neil, didn't it?
You've eaten every pin since. Every pin. Yeah. And Dana Titus Brooke has not let Cruz, you fuck her.
Titus and Cruz clear the ring and AOP fucking leaves.
How the mighty have fallen.
What? Oh my God. I don't get it. AOP should be crushing these guys, like smashing them into the ground.
Yeah, it really makes no sense whatsoever.
Not backing down from people.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at AOP and look at Titus Worldwide. If you were AOP, you wouldn't back down.
It's just dumb. Those guys should have been fucking killers. They should have came in as killers. If you didn't want them to be killers, don't even bring them up there. Don't even do it. That's what they built them to be.
You know how
giant guys who kill people.
You know how you could have really gotten them off with a bang? Their first night, they're killers. Who's the biggest killer in WWE?
Braun Strowman.
There you go. Have them attack Braun Strowman. Take him out. They're made. You know what I mean?
Or you could have just like, when you would put the belts on the B team on Sunday, on Monday, just have the first person they have to defend against. They've been on this winning streak. They won the belts. First people they have to defend against, AOP. AOP comes out, crushes them in seconds. New tag team champions.
Yeah, no, that's the only problem with that one could be the fact that they're getting their title win over a shit team. You know what I mean?
Doesn't matter. They beat them in 5 seconds.
No, I agree. But then you'll always have the people be like, yeah, but they beat the B team. And it's like, who did you beat for the tag team titles? The B team. It's like, oh, cool. It's like, you beat the junior varsity team. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Mojo defeats Breeze again. I have no idea why.
Yeah. Breeze doing double duty. WWE and NXT. Buddy getting his money worth. Vince is grinding him to the bone.
Balor McIntyre turns into a tag match. Rollins pins Ziggler.
And that's the show, isn't it? Nope. Never mind. I forgot. Reigns and Lashley and shit. God. And yeah, Elias.
Moon also defeated Liv Morgan in a pointless match.
That, yeah, nobody should ever watch because, I mean,
yeah,
who cares?
Make sure you tune into Raw next week for Balor versus Corbin again. And Ziggler. What the fuck was it? Who was it next week? Oh, Ziggler. And I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know either, honestly.
Ziggler and McIntyre and Rollins and who fucking knows? Who cares? And then Lashley's defeated by Reigns.
Oh, Rollins. Ziggler and Rollins has a match at SummerSlam. I don't know if that's the kid thing.
Well, next week there's some match again.
Oh, okay.
I must have took that. I was really fucked up. Mine says Ziggler versus McIntyre. Obviously, that's not happening.
Watch now. We'll watch Raw and it's like, oh, they are doing it.
Who knows?
Never go full Lee, Tom, Brad.
Lashley's defeated by Reigns, and I didn't watch it because I'm not going to. It sucked the fucking last
who,
time.
Who didn't think? Everybody knew it was going to happen. We all know what's going to happen at SummerSlam. I'm not watching the Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns match with a keen eye. I'm probably going to be like packing drugs while that match is on and passing a bowl around. That's probably what I'll be doing.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I think it's going to be great to watch. Because the crowd is going to go fucking ballistic on the it. It's going to be, yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun. So look forward to that. SmackDown. I did not watch. So
no,
if
you did not.
I've heard some things about it, but
well, what was the things that you heard about, Jim? What caught your attention on what people were talking about?
I don't know. I heard about a fake baby.
There was a
Miz.
Fake baby. There was, yes. So. They were teasing the Miz all show long coming out because obviously we all know it debuted after SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Miz and Mrs.
Did you watch it?
Jim. No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't either. You're I stopped. I remember I watched Total Bellas for a while and I had to drop off with it. I can't do that anymore either.
Plus, they don't even show it in Canada, so fuck it. If you Miz won't even Miss. Air your show in Canada, why should I even bother?
One bitch is French. Is she from French Canada or is she just from
she
France?
She's from Quebec.
Yeah, so what the
Quebec,
fuck are we doing?
Monsieur-y. Man? You didn't know
you
I
think
knew
they would love that.
French. They you think so, but no. Fuck it, right? But
so they're
no,
rushing to Bryan and Miz for SummerSlam?
Just in case Daniel Bryan doesn't sign, I guess.
Oh, God, please don't resign.
Well, he said he probably will resign. But that probably
yeah,
because
he said I already
of.
Said he's like, well, my wife works there. Does she? What does she do really? There?
I thought she worked for Birdie B. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Birdie B? But anyways, he came down with a baby strapped to his chest. And Daniel Bryan came stomping down like he was going to beat the shit out of Miz while he wore his baby. And then the Miz threw the baby at Daniel Bryan. And it distracted Daniel Bryan so much because he couldn't see that baby fall on the ground. But he could punch Miz in the face and fall on top of his baby.
Yeah. And he gets a skull-crushing finale at the end
yes.
of it.
Yes, right in the middle yeah. of the ring.
AJ Styles, I did see that promo because I had to check that out.
Man, that was god-awful. Cien Almas took on Rusev to start the show. It was a
told
match.
Told my daughter, you ain't got to be a sex slave no more.
But you do have to avoid the gay community.
Yeah, watch out for the gay community, but you can be whatever you want now.
Just not gay.
That's good. Well, except for that, yeah.
Yeah, Cien Almas defeated Rusev. It was a nothing match, really, if you ask me. R-Truth came back. And
oh, my.
I loved it, Jim. He's so fresh. Yeah, I haven't seen him for months. And it was
what
so
is he
welcomed.
Doing? Like was, the crazy shit.
Well, no, he was. They were talking with Samoa Joe because they both faced Samoa Joe, right? Or no, sorry, R-Truth was facing Samoa Joe tonight, and Ty Dillinger faced him last week. So R-Truth was pumping Ty Dillinger up last week, and so now Ty Dillinger was pumping up R-Truth. And it was fucking great, man. I fucking loved it. And you know what? R-Truth came out and he fucking made it his own. He was great against Samoa Joe for like the first 15 seconds. And then Samoa Joe just beat him down. So, but like R-Truth is doing his flips, his splits and all of his shit, right? Being like 45, he might be 50 years old for all I fucking know. But he, man, yeah. He was great. He was fucking awesome. And Samoa Joe, well, Samoa Joe also had a great promo where he was, you know, talking about because it was actually we'll get into it later.
Was he talking about Women's Evolution?
No, thankfully. Asuka defeated Billie Kay on to something else. Paige and Styles did this contract signing where somebody's supposed to come out, and we got Ellsworth who got fired. And yeah. So Ellsworth is gone again, which I mean, I don't care really. It's cool to see him, but it doesn't chat my ass to see him go. But I mean, whatever.
So what, Joe and Styles, yeah?
It's Joe and Styles because Joe came out and he attacked Styles because, you know, you thought Joe was done for the week, right? He had his match. You forget about him. He came out. He attacked Styles. Later on in the back, Paige sees him and he tells Paige, he's like, oh, you wanted it unpredictable? Well, that's predictable, right? It's like everything else is pedestrian. And he says, you know, I'm phenomenal. So it was pretty good. He was a good promo.
I mean, we knew this was coming like, what, weeks ago, months ago already.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the picture leaked a long time ago.
You think maybe they could have a match in the fucking Red Gazebo of Doom from TNA?
Wait,
lethal, what is it? Lethal Lockdown? Lethal Lockdown.
Why would they have a match in Lethal Lockdown?
I don't know. Because.
In WWE?
Yeah, in WWE. Well, I'm not just, serious.
I was going to say.
Two TNA just lifers fucking you going could. For the WWE championship on SummerSlam. How fucking Punjabi weird prison is that?
Match.
Punjabi fucking. They love dusting that shit off. They're like, they use the shark cage all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could have probably could. Picked up. I wonder whatever happened to the Lethal Lockdown cage.
Oh, they probably sold it for rent money.
Dixie has it like set up as a fucking playground in her backyard for her kids.
She dresses up as a bird and just pretends she's a bird on a wire. Just caw-caw, caw-caw. She's a
big bird. Yeah. It's her kink, dude.
Yeah, she just likes that shit, man. She likes to lick her feathers and just eat seeds. So fuck it, man.
I've also forgot to mention on earlier when we were talking about the news. Breaking news, Rip Rogers is a cunt.
Oh, man, no.
And a pussy also. He blocked me. He didn't even God debate forbid. Me. He, like, makes a comment he thinks is cool and then, like, blocks me. Like, what he blocks a bunch of people.
75 years old?
I don't know. But his comment was, like, if you've been in this for more than 5 years and you haven't worked at WWE, like, at least as extra help or this or that, you're not doing it right. It's like, dude, you're so out of fucking touch, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of people who could give a fuck less about going there.
Yeah, no, because you can make it. Look at the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
The money
yeah,
the Young Bucks are making.
But he's saying the Young Bucks would be, you know, shit. I guess they had a tryout there or whatever. But.
They had, Matt Jackson had a match on SmackDown years ago. So oh, he's yeah. done a tryout. He's done a dark match. So fuck it. There you go, Rip Rogers. He's done it. That's all he wanted to do. Yeah,
those guys are. He's. Just, I just thought it was like really lame how I just commented like, you know, I disagree with the. I mean, I think I called him like. Maybe I did say it was like the dumb fuck take of the week. I don't know. Who knows?
You
I probably
did, said something did, really. You different. Actually did say something like that. You did. Because I responded the
dumb
talking
shit
about
take
his,
of the week or something.
Yeah, because I responded talking about how shit his grammar was. And I mean, that's well, great coming from me because my grammar is also shit.
Yeah, that's SmackDown. SummerSlam, I guess, is happening. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
We talked about NXT already.
Did we? Yeah, we did too, didn't we? We did talk about
well,
NXT.
We talked about Impact.
We did.
We've done the well, top three.
You know what we've got left to do?
Talk about Lucha Underground.
Goddamn right. Oh, right. We got music for Lucha Underground.
I was like, I thought you were setting it up.
Lucha!
Mucha. What the fuck? It's just like stop.
I was supposed to. I was trying to fade it out, but the audio file stops before the actual stop of the time, and I was like, ah, fuck. I was trying.
You're
to
listening
fade it
to
out.
Suplex City Limits, the first 7.5 star Meltzer rated podcast.
Yes.
This episode, the gift that keeps on giving. It's Sammy Guevara. On this show,
they did against
who
Jake
is
Strong.
Good, but God damn it, he looks like a twink. He looks like Finn Balor's boyfriend or something.
He looks like Finn Balor's bottom. So he looks like
he is. Yeah, he's a twink looking son of a bitch. He takes on Jake Strong. You know, he did that crazy moonsault off like I don't know. I love the ladders and platforms and shit all over there.
It naturally allows him to get up. To the next level, and they play it up by you know when they call them the ice house, because it is
yeah right. And I think that works so fucking well. And that moonsault, that was a huge moonsault, dude. Honestly,
it was, and he narrowly came close to landing on the steps. So
yeah,
close.
I don't know what happened here too. If it's like was early in the tapings, maybe, but the crowd seemed super hot for this show.
The crowd seems super hot for everything Jake Strong does.
Yeah, they
and
really like him.
He does come across as a credible threat in Lucha Underground because he doesn't talk.
Yeah, and he's just, I mean, he is a big motherfucker, and so.
And he's a good wrestler. He is.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a slouch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the brother falls. He wins with the ankle lock, breaks Guevara's ankle, and they even like throw a good sound effect in there. I love it.
They did.
God damn it. And then from here, dude, super funny episode. I love the Vinny Massaro shit.
I did too.
Shout out to him.
A shame that he's gone, though, obviously, now.
You know, he's been sacrificed, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But Matanza.
I love it, though, man.
I do too. And I find what they've done with Matanza this season and his entrance without having Dario, be his ring leader, just carry him to the ring. He just comes out like a ball of fire and just walks to the ring and just beats the shit out of people. It's awesome.
Yeah. I love the comedy too. Like how the fuck they worked Matanza into a comedy segment, a comedy match, really.
Yeah. Without the ropes bit. It's great.
Without taking anything away from the fact that Matanza is like the scary fucking intense guy. That is like when you really think about it, it's pretty genius. Fucking well done.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I love it though that Antonio orders Massaro a pizza.
Yeah.
He's pissed because it's pineapple.
That was good. Yeah.
He takes Matanza's. What is Matanza's finisher? I forget what it's called.
It's not the wrath of the gods, but is it?
Oh, yeah, it could be. Either way, he takes it onto the fucking pineapple pizza.
Yes. Dead onto it, too. It's great.
Yeah. And of course, afterward, the pizza guy then wants his money, so he steals the wallet. And when faced with Matanza, like, tries to give him the wallet before also being sacrificed to the gods. So,
well, he gets a double sacrifice. He gets chokeslammed and then put in 69 position, then gets sacrificed.
Yeah, double sacrifice. Pretty awesome. From there, they had the was supposed to be the six-way gift of the gods. I don't know. They kind of convoluted everything.
I wasn't a fan of this at all, really. I know why they did the one last week where they took Mill out. It's to lead to a Mill-Mac match. But then you take this and you tell us it's going to be a six-way, and then you turn this into a three-man or six-man tag, and then into a triple threat. I think it's a cheap cop out, in my opinion.
But it's really weird, to turn it into the six-way. And I mean, some of the story in there made some sense, but
They put Elise and Son of Havoc together and everything. They told a good story, but it's not what you advertised. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kind of, right. So it ends up being the three-way King Corno, Desmond X, El Dragon, Azteca Jr. When Dragon won, I was like, oh, Tyler's going to love that.
Yeah, I fucking hated it.
Yeah. I like Rey Horus a lot. I think he's great. So
As a wrestler, he's good. But God damn, really? Champion quality? No. God, no. Maybe if you had a Cruiserweight championship, but... Not a world championship. You got guys like Pentagon, Mil Muertes, and then you're going to give it to you take the mask off and he almost looks like a twink. Or like, I don't know. I don't even know what he looks like without the mask. But just looking at it, he's just so tiny. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see him as a champ. I see him as kind of the, now that they don't have Prince Puma anymore, he's kind of the de facto, super baby face there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
He's your... Rey Mysterio, your Prince Puma, your...
I just don't see him being the super babyface. I just don't... I don't see nothing about that in him at all. To me, he's mid-card level babyface at best. Like, Aerostar. Put him in a match with Aerostar, it'd be fine. Don't care about him otherwise. Like, the Rey Mysterio stuff, I was not a fan at all. But he has lost the headdress. That's a step into the right direction.
The Yoshi fucking helmet.
Oh, man. Toucan Sam hat. Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have no real problem with it. We'll see what happens. I guess he'll be taking on Pentagon at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, there's that. And it ended with that Marty the Moth segment, which I enjoyed with Mariposa.
Yes, where he's talking about how he's having dreams of Melissa Santos. I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine the things going through that guy's brain.
Yeah. But it sounds like he's going to have a match with Pentagon. He wants to bring the championship to the Moth Tribe. So, good shit. I still, Lucha's still fun week to week. They build the stories up well. Did you notice a drop in, like, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to have way less money. All the backstage shit still seems fucking great to me. It seems the same quality.
I think the money was more taken away from the talent side, and there's less talent in, you know, and that's not even a shot. Like, they're getting rid of, let's be honest, like, I love Vinny Massaro. I do. I think he's great. But I mean, when you're looking at the grand scheme of things in Lucha Underground, what does he really bring to the show? You know what I mean?
He can't call. I mean, a lot of these guys are just, they're Cali indie guys.
Yeah, exactly.
They come in, they do a fucking weekend there. I don't think you have to pay him much. And to me, if you're an indie guy and you get a shot to be on Lucha Underground, take it absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of these guys, no one really knew who they were before that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hardcores did, but not everybody did.
I agree. But, like, you know, you don't have Ricochet. You don't, you know, there's a few you don't have. But they have lost some contracts. But, I mean, I'm sure the temple might have been more expensive than the Ice House. So, you know, it could be the ropes, maybe. I don't know. They do the ropes pretty odd.
Because it seems like they got more lights now. So
Yeah. I've gotten accustomed to it. You know, I'm used to it now, 7 episodes in.
Yeah.
But
so that's very good too. You, dude, I can ask you again about what's coming up on the Federation.
The episode came out yesterday, motherfucker. Yeah. Great American Bash 1990. You can listen to us talk about Buddy Landell picking at his dick and much, much more.
All that and more. Buddy Landell dick picking and a whole lot more. On the Federation. Everywhere podcasts are found, and mofudge.com. Check that shit out. I don't know. Is there anything else that we have?
Is there anything else?
I feel like we kicked ass this week. We kept our fucking moving.
We did. We did. We really kept this shit running at a tight hour and 30 minutes, Jim, like we talked about earlier. Like, this is serendipity, if you ask me, honestly.
Yeah. You know, the only other thing is the shout outs for Twitter. And there's so many, you know, they may need to come to an end, because it's just great. I don't think it's helping really. And then I just have to sit and read 45 names, and it sucks. And if it worked, I would be all for it, but I don't think it actually works. I don't know.
Are you going to read them?
I'm going to read these ones because I said yes. So, but I don't know. We may have to reevaluate that situation. But no less. You have a song? We have no song?
We can, I mean, no.
7.5-star. Meltzer rated.
There is no song.
It's no song, but can deal with it.
No, it doesn't work. I almost ruined the recording trying to get a song to work before the show.
That's right,
so
yeah.
Let's not even try to set this off in a new dimension.
Let's leave in a good mood. Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out at the end of the show for now. Maybe not next time. Shout out Adam Sharpies, Big Papa Totoro, Inhuman Experience Podcast. Much love to them. Check their show out. Scotty from the Sad Pod, another show we got a shout out. Check them out. Although they haven't been putting out new episodes. Fucking no, slacking, lads.
But they did tweet it that they found a new place to record, new studio. They will no longer be recording. That was apparently the problem that they had. They couldn't get the where they used to record all the time. And so now
you could record a podcast anywhere.
You could, but I mean, like, one of the guys there works at a radio station, right?
Oh, so
they just record at the radio station, I assume.
Solid.
But now they can't.
Also, to our friends at Wrestling Soup, Shootin' the Shiznit, The Strap, and THT. Check those guys out. But yeah, Fat Superman. That's a pretty good fucking name. Ty, Dom Homie, Pro Wrestling Blab, Beach Wing 22, Infamous Chris Savage, Mr. Klondike Bill, Sam Sean Leyland, Balls Deep 2019, Red Leaf Retrocast, Viva La JD, Smack It Down Podcast, AC Patty, Lime Link, Justin Green, Lee Unwin, Bobby Blades, Lance Levine, so fucking divine, that motherfucker, Eric Turner, Maiko Tommaso, Tremaine Lashley, THT Wrestling, Tony Vasquez, JC Sterling, Well Kept and Unclean. It'd be, you know, easier if we split these up. Brian J, Evil Evan, it's your boy, Bubs, who might be out by next week. He's still in jail. Send your donations for bail to our Patreon.
Yes, and he will see 0.001% of it, I promise you. Better than UNICEF.
We're going to totally bail him out, I swear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Wade G, Johnny Utah. We have to convert it to pounds. I don't know where he's arrested. He doesn't know where he's arrested. So.
And then my share is going to be Canadian, so then it's going to be less than American, and then that might not even get anywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Jared Grammers, the Reformed. What the fuck? Are people trying to, like... His name is now... The Reformed Homosexual, Venus Lebowski. Because what was he last time? Something.
Yeah, something.
Something faggots.
I was going to say a bundle of sticks. But, yeah.
Well, he did it. You have a problem. Yes,
I know, but even I don't like saying that word.
Yeah. I don't know who that even is. Do you?
Venus Lebowski?
Without saying who it is.
Like,
who that is.
Like, in the, like, behind the Twitter name?
Yeah.
I don't tell me
if you do, but
I don't think if you don't know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody tells me shit. I'm like a mushroom.
Wrestling Soup / Suplex City Limits aficionado. Much love to you, sir. Keep popping me with these fucking names. I might have to just keep reading them for that. EMCT Radio and EMCT Podcast Production. Shooting the Shiznit. Let's Get Shitty Show. I need to listen to that. It's a weekly discussion of comedy, culture, bodily fluids, buttholes, and philosophy.
I think, I'd like to listen to that too, actually. That sounds right up my alley. I'm all about bodily functions. I mean, come on, the first time I was on here, I told all kinds of stories about shit in my pants.
That's true. Jay Dune and Caleb Morganfield, we thank you very much for shouting out, helping spread the word. Maybe, I don't know if it really does, but thank you anyway.
and maybe next week we'll go halfsies, and you'll do half and I'll do half. Half-sies.
There you go. I think that's it, man.
Oh man, this is the quickest SCL we've ever done, I think.
We never set a time limit on it. It's never like, well, we got to do a 2-hour show, but it just ended up there. And then like something like last week, I didn't think it would be long, and it was like 2:15. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Next thing, we're gonna be doing these like fucking Ring Rust Radio 7-hour podcasts or some shit.
No, we
won't.
No, we'll never do that. My ass is perspiring right now.
Your ass is perspiring.
And Jim, I'm not gonna lie, I gotta poop.
Oh, there you go.
No need to
and
rush.
On that bombshell, it is time to end. We thank you very much for listening and supporting the show, and we'll be back next week to I don't know, nothing really. I'm gonna watch some MLW. I'll tell you about that.
I'm gonna watch some more G1. I'm gonna watch Impact because I mean,
Does WWE. Impact rebound? Probably.
Okay, Jim, how about this? Impact better than Raw? Yay or nay?
Oh, yes. Every week. Absolutely. Yes. It doesn't take anything to be better than Raw.
No, probably not.
I can safely say every wrestling show is better than Raw. WCWC has a better show. FLW has a better show. Everything's better than Raw.
Maybe. Some of that Shimmer Shine stuff is pretty bad. And that's me being sexist again.
Yeah, you have... Fucking
but I'll watch
dude, the women's evolution happened. Women can do anything now, in case you haven't heard.
No, man, no, they can't.
No, they can't.
Well, they can't. They can't jerk off. There you go. You can't do everything. Don't tell me you can do everything. Mm. You don't have an Adam's apple, so obviously you can't do whatever an Adam's apple does.
In your fucking faces. All you can do is create life.
Oh,
they
you can't
eat us for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's gonna do it. We'll be back next week to fucking hate women more, I guess.
I don't hate women. I love all women. I think they're beautiful, especially the smoke show Scarlett Bordeaux. If you're listening,
yeah, right. Was she the Tyler Fudge hottie of the week?
Dude, she's the Tyler Fudge hottie of the century.
Yeah, there you go. I think that'll do it then. We'll be back next week. Until then, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. See you next time.
Like a